Hi, Mary. You're very welcome to my podcast. So tell me about your business and how you help businesses.
Well, I'm Mary Corbett of Mary Corbett Coaching, very self-explanatory. But what do I mean when I say that I do coaching? I love working with individuals who are really busy, who take on too much work, don't know how to say no, get overwhelmed, get stressed out. And I help them weave a path so that they can take back control, feel in control, and get the work done and deliver their best selves. So essentially, I help people to de-stress and actually perform better than ever.
Coming into 2021, we all want to reduce stress to be the most effective and best version of ourselves for our business. Because obviously, when we're not stressed, we perform better. And that is very good for the bottom line, which is very important. Now, as well as that, what would your tips be how to manage time? Because obviously, you know, time isn't infinite, and the better we use it, the better for our business.
I think one of the key things for anybody in business or anybody working in a business is to really grasp this concept of your high value work and prioritizing that high value work. So when you have very high value work, the best thing you can do it when you're most effective, because we all have times of the day when we work well. You know, we might have that time of the day when the clients aren't interrupting the business and you can concentrate on doing the real work. So prioritizing that matters. But I would really recommend to anybody is that before you finish up your work at the end of the day, is plan the actions out for the following day, so that when you go into work early to get work done, and I mean, I'm sure you've come across this, Rosemary, people who go in maybe at 7:30, 8 o'clock to get a run on the day and get the important work done, and then they go in and they spend it sifting through emails. That to me now is not an effective use of their time. But if you have written the plan the evening before and you know that the first thing you've to hit is that report you've to write, then you go in and you get straight stuck into the report and get it out of the way. So I think that thing of really looking at how you start your day and how you shift it really, really matters, because it means that you do what's most important for your business at the time of the day that's right for you.
Yeah, I actually do what you say. I plan ahead. And also I ask myself the question, what is the best to enhance my business and also give value to my clients as well, which is very important. And time blocks, I find, because if you have distractions, you get less done and the quality of your work is going to be lower.
I think that the really most significant piece you brought in there was the idea of time blocks. And the reason that matters is follows. Work expands for the time available. So if you don't say, I get the task, if you have 2 hours available and you start a task, you'll be 2 hours at it, whether it's a 2 hour task or not. But if you mentally tell yourself, I'm going to spend 30 minutes at this task, you will work more focused and more efficient. So when you time bound each task, you do deliver more work more effectively. So it really is, that's this whole idea of blocking. But I wouldn't just do it at, you know, I would do it at each task. How much time am I investing in this task today, right now? And it may be that you get, say, to the end of 30 minutes and say, you know, it really only needs another 5 minutes, but you make a rational, conscious decision. Do I want to do that 5 minutes now, or do I want to come back to it? But you're consciously doing it, and that helps you be more effective and more focused.
Yeah, I agree.
A tool I use is myhours.com.
And that is very good, because I can get a report. I can see how I'm using my time. Then if I'm not using it well, what I need to do to rectify it as well, which is very important. Now, as well as that, 2020, there was a lot of uncertainty. Businesses had to adapt a lot. You know, there were a lot of challenges. So obviously there can be more uncertainty in 2021. Have you any advice on how people can adapt to uncertainty, be the best, and that it cause the least stress that could affect productivity in business?
I think the first thing to understand is that first accept that there is the uncertainty is there, but and we can't control, we can't as individuals control the path of what COVID is going to do, how quickly things will change. That we can't control, but what we do control is our behaviors and our actions. If we stay focused with what can I take ownership of and responsibility for and deal with, that gives us that sense of control back, which reduces our stress level and allows us to be more effective and to see what's happening. But equally, I would say, you know, traditionally this time of year, lots of businesses, particularly small businesses, will be talking about their year-long plans or their, you know, and they may spend a couple of days investing in a plan for the year. I think the reality is that for the coming year, being prepared to consistently revisit the plan on either a 30-day or a 90-day basis really is going to matter. It's going to become more important because of there's so many unknowns happening. So by looking to say, is this working? You see, we've tried an awful lot of things in 2020. We've tried the home working from home. We've tried, people have done that favorite phrase, pivot their business. Do they want to stay in the pivoted business or do they want to pull back? So actually making sure that you take time. Am I doing what I want to be doing? Am I achieving what I want to achieve? And having that time of reflection matters, and it has to be prioritized as a task that we do regularly, very regularly and consistently. And I think we need to do it more frequently. So I would be a great believer is, yes, you do your daily task planning. There is the weekly. Have I had a good week? What has worked? What hasn't? Because we're evolving new approaches to working and managing our time, managing our cash flow, managing workload, working from home, all sorts of things. Weekly assessment is the way I'm doing it working for me. If it's not, try something new. It keeps evolving because the circumstances are changing. And if we can find our ease with that, we'll actually have much better and be more productive and not be so phased, you know, stressed by it. It is what it is, but I'm doing the best I can. And we need to keep reminding ourselves, we are making the best decisions we can for the situations we are in at any given point in time, because none of us set out to make a bad decision.
Yeah.
I find
3 months, because 3 months isn't too long to achieve something. But where if you say I'll achieve something in a year, it can go on a long finger and then nothing gets done. But yet 3 months gives you enough time to actually do enough that to achieve something concrete.
But I think in terms of the business goals, the 90-day plan is absolutely brilliant, and because you can get something solid achieved in the 90 days. But I think in terms of at the level of the individual and their time and their stress levels, I would pull it back to a month.
Yeah.
Because if something's not working, don't let it get out of hand. You know, react. If it's not working for you, don't wait until it becomes a crisis. Deal with it. If something's working well, run with it. Fantastic.
Exactly. Now, when we're on this, what about goals? What would your recommendations to make goals achievable, and that we will keep going and do more of them and achieve a lot more in 2021?
Well, I think this is where the 90 days comes in really strong. Okay. Obviously, goals have to be smart. So they have to be specific, measurable, realistic, time bound. But what happens is there's two things. If you're going to take on new activities, are there old activities that you need to drop? Remember to drop them, because the time doesn't keep expanding. So look, you know, if you were trying to declutter a room, you know, redecorate a room, you would declutter it first. You'll take out what you don't want. The same with your goals. Get rid of the stuff that you're spending a lot of time on that you don't actually want to be doing, so that you can actually have the time for the stuff you do want. Make the steps small, measurable, and easily achievable. And the piece I want to get at, if you may take a small step and you achieve it, then you get confidence that you can do it. And then you can take a slightly bigger step, and then you achieve that. So by creating opportunities to get feedback that you are making progress is really, really wonderful, because that builds your belief that you can actually achieve the goals. So small steps rather than the big bite. Take a small step, get the feedback, then build on that, and constantly look at building it. It's a process.
Mary, so true. Obviously, when we make things much more manageable with bite-sized chunks, it's easier to get things done and achieve. It's a process. Now, Mary, what would your best recommendations be for mindset to achieve in 2021?
My biggest thing about mindset is that it's very easy to get into the monkey brain or the self-critic. So I would be really encouraging people, be aware of where your thoughts are going. So be very careful about the language you're using to tell yourself things. So I'm a great believer in positivity and a positive mindset, because I think it helps you more. But we all have that inner critic, so we need to quieten that inner critic, and we quieten it by building the strength of our positive piece. So we lessen the power of the inner critic if we focus on the positive. So it's a matter of quietening the critic and building the strength. And I'm a really firm believer of building the strength of your positive mindset. So look at the language you're using in how you're thinking, and see if there's a judge or a critic coming in there, and just acknowledge, that's just my critic brain talking. I'm actually going to focus on what I want to change and move it towards there. It doesn't mean, the critic brain has a role, but, you know, be aware of it, and that awareness will really help you.
Yes, it is putting things into balance.
Now, as well as that, a lot of people have noticed this year have said about social media and they're feeling tired. And what would your recommendations for people of having a balance that technology is serving them rather than technology taking over their life, if it's communication or if it's social media, that's working to the best advantage?
There is no escaping that we've all had to move a lot of work online, rather than face to face. That's probably going to stay. It's kind of got bedded in at this stage. I had an interesting conversation where somebody said there's a generation of young adults coming up who won't understand the idea of getting a 5:30 train to go down to have a 1-hour meeting 6 hours away. They just won't get it.
Yeah.
It won't happen anymore. The challenge of the technology is to understand that it is okay to switch off, to take time away from it. And not every tool. So one thing is, take time away from the technology for yourself. I know a lot of people take the podcasts and play them when they're out in the countryside having their walk. And if it works for them, great. Personally, don't give me any technology. If I'm out in the countryside, I'm out in the countryside, and I want to stay connected to the countryside, not the podcast. Everybody is different, so find what works for you. I think you have to be more selective about choosing the tools that are right for you. I have, and the other piece of it is the notifications. If you're trying to work in business and you've constant notifications hitting you from your personal social life multimedia, that's not helping you. So switching off notifications for, during various times when you're concentrating, absolutely key. I'm a great believer. Switch off all notifications except for the times when you want to be notified. And pick your tools carefully. Pick evaluate them. You know, if the, I know I personally, I love LinkedIn. That's my form. I love it as a platform. That's where I like being. But it is very easy to spend a lot of time on it and say, well, am I here to get business? Am I here to contribute? Am I here? You know, what's my purpose in being on there? I have a mix. I will have a certain amount where I contribute content. I don't worry whether I get business out of that. I love putting the content up. But equally, I have other times when I go to LinkedIn and I'm actually looking for a sales funnel. And I'll be upfront about it. That's what I'm looking for. It's a different process. I'm either doing one or I'm doing the other. I don't mix those. So being very clear of your purpose and your intention when you engage matters, because that will control the amount of time you're prepared.
Filter and focus.
What is needed? And, you know, to be with the right relevant people for your business, because obviously when you're with the right people with the right mindset and everything, that actually helps you grow your business, which is very, very important as well.
Indeed.
Now, have you any other tips that you would highly recommend for reducing stress, making life simpler, for and to have a balance between business and work? Because I really believe if you don't have a balance, both sides suffer. If you are working too hard, your personal life suffers, and vice versa. You want a balance. So what's your recommendations there?
Okay, a couple of really key recommendations. I'm going to fly through them because I think they're really, really important. First of all, an attitude of gratitude. Absolutely essential. If you're up and about and functioning and able to do business, you've a hell of a lot to be grateful for. So focus on what you're grateful for, because what we focus on gets bigger. So if you're grateful for getting all that wonderful business in, guess what? You'll get even more business in. So attitude of gratitude. I am a fan of journaling at the end of the day to say, what worked well for me today? Here's my focus. Wow, I did good. Secondly, I think because a lot of people are working from home offices now, creating a process in the last 15, 20 minutes of your work day matters. If you think about it, when we worked in an office, you had that drive home when you kind of wound down from work and were ready for your family when you got home. Going from the spare bedroom to the kitchen doesn't account for the 1 hour in traffic. Right?
Yeah.
So what I would say is create an artificial process for yourself at the end of the day where you actually flag yourself, here's what I achieved today. And there's another reason for that. We're missing a lot of the feedback that we used to get in the office. So by writing it out, you can see you've done well. So creating that little feedback loop for yourself, really say, do you know what? I've done a good day's work today. And then you're breathing. The third, absolutely, breathing matters. So taking a minute to do four 15 second breaths at the end of your workday before you shut down the laptop matters. It just reconnects you to your own body, and then you go out. Really worthwhile. I'm a great fan of it. Every time you feel stressed, every time there's a problem, breathe. It is the biggest and best tool we've got. We need to be using it all the time.
For me, I love a walk.
I'm a great fan of, I've noticed people who, they finish their work day, they go either go for a walk or a run, because you see them taking that exercise exact same time every single day. That's their process. So it's that decompressing process. So understand that that's what it's doing. And if you think about it, it's what you used to do in the car as you were driving home. Was decompressing from one environment to another. When we work in a home space, we have to make an artificial decompress. I had a wonderful lady recently. In the morning, she gets up, she goes out, buys her coffee, but when she comes back into the house, she literally goes straight up to her office. She doesn't go to the kitchen. She goes to the spare room and she treats it. I have my coffee in hand, I'm working. And it was to get her into that mindset of I'm in work mode now.
We're all different. What works to put us in the right mindset?
We have to play with them. We have to play with it And if it's not working, try something else. If people want are struggling to come up with a pattern, give me a call anytime, because I love finding the pattern that's right for any individual. I just adore it. It's great fun.
Yeah, because our personalities are different, so what works for us is different. So we have to work something within our personality that makes us effective. No, that is very, very helpful, Mary, and thank you very, very much for your time.
You are more than welcome.
You the best, Mary, for your business and obviously for your clients for 2021.
So I'm attacking 2021. It's going to be a brilliant year. We're all raring to go. It's going to be a fantastic year.
I actually feel exactly the same, because I think some people had shock, and you know, there was lost time for a while for some people, but now people have adapted, and now they're really putting that extra focus to achieve an awful lot more, which is great. And I'm seeing that, and I'm very excited about it as well.
I'm excited for 2021. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic year.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. And it's amazing the extra confidence many people have learned, because they had to adapt so much during 2020.
And we have learned that we can adapt.
Yeah, exactly. Very important. that is great. And I look forward to being in touch with you in 2021.
We'll keep connected.
Rest.
Okay. Take good care. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Many thanks for listening to the podcast. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy from digitalcontentmanager.ie. And who do I work for? I work for businesses that provide services. Are you a professional, freelancer, health, wellness, or a startup? And how can I help you? Do you need help with digital content? Is that editing, repurposing, etc.? Or equally, do you want digital content done for you? Blog posts, social graphics, and much more? Or would you like to learn how to do it for yourself? Again, I can help you there. So please do not hesitate to contact me at digitalcontentmanager.ie so we can learn more about each other's business. Take care. Bye.